This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. Lawmakers from across the state convened this afternoon to kick off the 2013 legislative session. It's an odd number year, so officials are tackling mostly fiscal matters, including Governor Bobby Jindal's proposal to eliminate the income tax. He wants to make up the revenue by increasing the sales tax by 2.25%. The proposal has already met a litany of criticism.
It looks as if it is not going to make it out of committee, at least in its current form.
That's political analyst Bob Mann. Last session, Jindal passed education and pension overhauls without much debate in the legislature. After the session, the laws were overturned and are currently pending in state Supreme Court.
It exhausted the patience of a lot of legislators who had to go home and hear a lot of complaints from teachers and school board members and superintendents.
Now lawmakers are more wary of what voters think, and polls show Jindal's tax plan is unpopular. Poll respondents also said they're tired of budget cuts. The Fiscal Hawks, a group of economically conservative Republicans, are proposing to restructure how the state's budget is prioritized.
But inherent in that is also austerity. It doesn't, in a long-term fashion, help the state's fiscal situation.
So what would?
The $7 billion in exemptions that we're giving to various individuals and businesses and operations around the state. Now, not every one of those $7 billion is waste and should be eliminated, but that's $7 billion in tax revenue.
The legislature has also made suggestions. A legislative study group looked into which of those exemptions should go and how to improve the state's handling of exemptions generally. With Capital Access, I'm Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.